This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
I wouldn't say it's a backflip, really. I actually watched the event that took place, the committee where he made those utterances. He was actually responding to a comment that had been raised by somebody. Mm-hmm. And talking about spot checks, they're nothing new. They happen in the Johannesburg CBD, areas around Beria, Bloemfontein, whoever. They also happen in many cities and metros across the country. So you'd look at, if you remember, you know, around April to July 2015, there was Operation Biela, where more than 15,000 irregular migrants were apprehended. It has happened also in 2017, you know, on a larger scale, where JMPD and SAPS, you know, apprehended about 64 irregular immigrants living in Hillbrook. So it's really nothing new about these spot checks. What would be worrying, though, is if these remarks were taken out of context and they would trigger something bigger.
And that's exactly it. I mean, we saw the minister saying that the media took his comments out of context, and that what he meant was that foreigners who are stopped must be able to produce these documents. Do you sort of get a sense of how he was taken out of context?
So regarding the actual comments and being taken out of context, looking at the articles that then reported it, it was described as though he was saying it's now official that police can now, you know, conduct spot checks and verify the regularity or irregularity of immigrants. And, you know, with these flashy headlines, it seemed to suggest that it was a new occurrence, whereas in reality, it's legislated in the Immigration Act. You know, the minister himself cited Section 41, you know, which states that an immigration officer or a police official, you know, can request a person to identify themselves as either a citizen, permanent resident, or foreign.
And do you think that this move, these spot checks, have produced good results or are helping South Africa in the fight against illegal immigration?
So the issue around spot checks is an interesting one. If we really look at irregular migration as a problem in the country, one would ask the question whether it's a good use of police resources to dedicate them towards checking irregular immigrants. We have more pertinent issues. We have more pertinent issues around violent crime, around organized crime. And, you know, is irregular migration such a big issue? I say this against the backdrop of a study that we've just, of a report that the Institute for Security Studies and the Institute for the Future of Knowledge at UJ have released around the statistics of immigrants. It seems that there's a misconception around the issues of immigrants in the country. There are 3.95 million immigrants, regular or not, and us attributing things such as criminality, failing healthcare systems, you know, just generally irregularity to immigrants is actually scapegoating. So the big question is it prudent to divert police efforts, attention, and resources towards immigrants whilst we have more serious challenges regarding high levels of violent crime, pure community policy, areas which vigilante groups like Operation Dudula have taken off? Mm-hmm. And is this not just a shakedown that will then happen where police start, you know, harassing people for papers?
What then are some of the options that South Africa has? I mean, perhaps this was revealed in your report, but what would be a better use of resources when it comes to this issue of illegal immigration, which seems to be one that the South African government wants to tackle urgently?
So regarding how to manage it, first and foremost, we need to have very functional systems. And the minister is aggressively, you know, revamping the Home Affairs Department. Mm-hmm. Would it be prudent to start doing it at a time like this where we are aware that there are a lot of backlogs? Asylum seekers, you know, are in the 130,000 that are outstanding. We have the issue of ZEP permits and the renewals where, you know, a very minute number has. So within this context, first, it's very critical that we be aware of the extent to which migration, irregular migration, is an issue. And we need to understand migration is a double-edged sword. It's the goods and bads. And looking at it, there are problems we have internally and administratively that need to be resolved. Once those are in place, we're now in a better position to manage it across.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the Africa Perspective.